Good morning. Welcome to some Martin Morning Report on a Wednesday, October 1st. And I've got Hudson here with us today. Five fast things brought to you on this Wednesday by United Group Insurance, serving Southwest Iowa for over
40 years.
Good job, Hud. Happy birthday, Hanny. Let's go on. Number one, to the TNT. No, the tougher than a $2 steak. Wait, we got a question of the day. Name any of the Major League Baseball teams that won game one of their wild card series yesterday. Hudson. Just wait. Hudson.
Red Sox.
Red Sox won. Yes, they did. Can you name any others?
Cubs.
Cubs won. Yes, they did. Who else you got?
The Dodgers won.
The Dodgers won. Yes, they did. And for a full sweep. What?
I don't know.
You guys know the other one?
Is it the...
We already said the Cubs. It was either the Tigers or the Guardians.
Tigers.
Oh, Tigers.
Tigers won. You guys are all about it. Let's get to it. Tougher than a $2 steak. Performance of the day. And it is the Panther Dome in Logan. I was there last night. The grand opening for the beautiful, amazing, wonderful Panther Dome. Took four bond issues. But eventually, the community gets it done. They all come together. They can be a little bit of a beacon of light for all of you others out there, hoping, praying that the curmudgeons can vote yes and do great things for a community. Logan did that. The Panther Dome was on fire last night, and the volleyballers made it pay off. Five sets last night at our KMA Extreme. The grand opening of the Panther Dome leading to a five-set Logan Magnolia victory. Bella Klutz, 35 assists. Remember that name. She is a stud young setter. Also 13 kills. Lindsay Kastner, Ava Sloan had 9 kills. Ava Hinkle, 4 aces, 5 kills. Those are all unofficial stats from yours truly. But what a night at the Panther Dome. The tougher than a $2 steak performance of the day. Onward last night also on our KMA Extreme. St. Albert goes five sets. They beat Clarinda. There were sets of 25-23 multiple times, plus a 28-26, plus a 15-13. Great match in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Brooklyn Rutledge, 13 kills. Sophia Denton, 11 kills. Three blocks to lead the way for St. Albert in an awesome, awesome match. Also, Addie Wagner had 23 kills for Clarinda. Jeez. More from yesterday in volleyball. Mount Air got an impressive win over Southeast Warren as part of a 2-0 night, while Lenox and Southwest Valley also went 2-0 in Pride of Iowa Conference play. Fremont Mills, Mormon Trail, Moravia, Syracuse, Johnson County Central, Lord Central Catholic were other 2-0 performances from yesterday. Red Oak, St. Albert, Kemper, Creston, East Mills, Sydney, Stanton, Underwood, Riverside, Trainer, Central Decatur, Southeast Warren, Martinsdale, St. Mary's, Exira EHK, Cam, Glidden, Rawson, Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln, Coon Rapids, Baird, Sioux City, North and East, and Sergeant Bluff, Luton, Lamoni, Twin Cedars, Seymour, Murray, I-35, Pleasantville, Woodward, Granger, Van Meter, West Central Valley, East Atchison, Mound City, South Holt, Conestoga, Ashland Greenwood, Elmwood Murdoch, Johnson Brock, all other victorious. Some other standouts from yesterday, Emily Stevenicker of Red Oak, 35 assists, reaching 1,000 for her career. Jocelyn O'Neill had 17 kills, 2 digs, 2 blocks for Red Oak. For Kemper, Colby Peter, 13 kills, 2 digs, Mariah Hewton, 11 kills. Addie Antofer, 13 kills, 10 digs, 3 blocks. Cadley Bailey of Creston, 7 kills, 30 assists, 12 digs, 1 block. JC Hansen, her teammate, 15 kills, 17 digs. Holland Reek, 12 kills, 17 digs as well for Creston. Harlan's Carly Tornetten reached 500 career digs last night. Loisy Palmer of East Mills, 10 kills, 8 digs. JC Vandenberg, 8 kills, 17 digs, 4 aces. Lana Alley, 22 assists, 14 digs in one match. 24 assists, 4 digs and 7 aces in another. Haley Joints of Stanton, 12 assists and 10 aces against Hamburg. Stella Wick of Underwood, 20 assists and 10 digs. Bentley Roan of Riverside, 24 assists, 10 kills, 11 digs, 4 aces, 4 blocks for a triple-double. Lily Reed, 12 kills, 18 digs for Riverside. Riley Hemmingson of Trainer had 12 kills and 13 digs. Anna Larson of Audubon, 23 assists, 14 digs. Nora Cones from Trainer, 11 kills, 18 digs, 5 aces. Harlow Miller, 13 kills and 17 digs, plus 4 aces for Audubon last night. For Mount Air, 19 kills, 9 digs, 6 blocks for Aubrey Shields in their victory over Southeast Warren. Jaylee Schaefer also 28 assists. Southwest Valley's Mackenzie Fass at 8 kills, 5 aces, 7 digs in a match. Zyra EHK's Jalen Peterson, 33 kills, 44 assists for Zoe Rasmussen. Also, Taryn Peterson, 14 kills and 17 digs. Courtney Fullman of Cam, 6 kills, 14 assists, 8 aces last night. Malia Clayburg, 17 kills, 12 digs and 5 aces. Aubrey Hoffbauer, 14 kills, 15 digs, 2 aces. Amelia Cook of Coon Rapids Baird, 37 assists. Kinsley Walrod of Sioux City North, Recent KMALAN senior spotlight reaches 1,000 career assists last night with 21 of them. Jenna Burke of Sioux City East had 41 assists last night. Also, Gabby Baithke of Pleasantville, 43 assists, 4 aces. Harper McGraw, 19 kills, 14 digs. Lily Mason, 17 kills, 17 digs. Kenna Hartskamp of Earlham, 24 assists, 16 digs, 3 kills. Rainey Nordhausen of East Atchison, 17 kills and 2 blocks. Her teammate Dylan Drummond, 16 assists. Maggie Osborne had 15 kills, 11 assists, and 2 aces for Mound City in their win over Rockport. 28 assists for Chloe DeBee of South Holtz. Plattsmouth Addie Robinson had 29 assists. Riley Wellenseek in 2 matches last night, 40 assists, 16 digs. Daily Pelican of Johnson Brock, 12 kills, 11 digs, 2 aces, and that's it for number one. On to number two, we go cross country from last night in Denison. Harlan was the team champion, 5 medalists, 3 in the top 10. Ashlyn Rowe, the champion. Julia Hesslink, the runner up there for Harlan. Tri-Center led by Reese Didmer, which finished in 6th place as TC took 2nd. On the boys' side, Kemper Catholic, a 2nd place run. Dayton Wiedren led in 8th. Also, Abraham Lincoln was 3rd, led by William Bramble in 13th. Woodbine was 4th, led by Aiden Summerfield in 3rd. Denison Sleswig, 5th, led by Kevin Sanchez in 6th. Dane Gorham was 7th for Boyer Valley, which finished 6th. Jeffrey Gross was 4th for Harlan, which was 8th. The champion was Haven Weirs of Tri-Center, as his team finished in 9th place. Landon Thayer of Logan Magnolia, also a 5th place finish at Clark. Martinsdale St. Mary's girls go 1-2-5. Carson Oberender, McLean German, Penelope Wehrmuth, they were the champions. Interstate 35 was 2nd. Ellie Trost led the way in 6th. Van Meter was 3rd, led by Annabelle Koopmans, who ran 13th. Cora Smith of Creston was 3rd. Her teammate Reese Strunk was 4th. And on the boys' side, Creston finished 2nd. Wyatt Gutenberger was 5th to lead the way there for the Panthers. Number 3, golf from yesterday, the Missouri River Conference Golf Championships. On the boys' side, Sioux City shoots a 298 to win by 3 strokes over Lamar's. Chase Toit, the champion, a 69. Very nice. You can check out the full interview with him, KMALand.com, DTTA. Jordan Hargrave of Abraham Lincoln was 2nd with a 72. Drake Brownbiller of Lamar's 3rd with a 73. Wyatt Leonards of Lamar's a 74 and 4th. And Austin Susamil of Lamar's, our town, 5th with a 75. Maryville girl shot a 200 against Lafayette to win that. Elena Pargas of Maryville, a 46. She was the medalist. Number 4, softball from yesterday. Ellie Milburn cracked 3 home runs for Ashland Greenwood in their victory. She drove in 9 runs, scored 3 times. Paisley Strode, Alexis Hazy, 2 hits each. A run scored each for Ashland Greenville, which got 7 innings, 8 strikeouts from Reese Fisher. Also, Platte Valley beat Northeast Nottoway 12-2. Jocelyn Bodorf, Emily Langford, 2 hits combined. 6 ribbies combined. Savannah rolls over North Andrew, 3 hits, 2 doubles, 3 RBI for Macy Blythe. A home run for Addison Kaler, who had 2 RBI as well. Braylon Fox, 9 strikeouts in 4 innings. Cass beat Loganview Scribner Snyder. A 2-hit day for Sailor Mansky led the way. A triple involved there. 3 RBI. Some others from Maryville. Sadie Briner, Jesslyn Grayson had 3 hits each. Justine Villamonte, Homer, drove in 2 for Plattsmouth. Syracuse got 2 hit games from Tegan Starzek, Carly Bridgman, and Mason Sprague. Number 5, rest of the best from yesterday. Savannah Soccer gets 2 hat tricks. Chris O'Neill, Jordan Lombardi, as they beat Cameron 8-0. Also, in tennis, Maryville beat Chillicothe. Lindsay Deering, Vivian Kane, 2-time winners. Savannah over Lafayette. Reagan Alexander, Billy Hare, Addie Steele, Annalise Forney, Lucy Bodenhausen, and Addison Prather. All were 2-time winners there. And then a little bit of swimming yesterday. Lewis Central beat Sioux City Metro. Elise Knispel wins the 100 butterfly. Lexi Starkavis wins the 100 backstroke. Plus, they won all 3 of the relays. For Sioux City Metro, excuse me, I lied to that. They had just 1 relay win. Did Lewis Central, Sioux City Metro, the other 2. Addison Elke, a 200 freestyle and 100 freestyle win. Aaron Mahoney, a 200-yard IM win. Natalie Patti won the 50 free, the 500 free, and in that 500, she broke the pool record, which was previously held by KMA Hall of Famer Mackenzie Leahy. Also, Natalie Freeman, 100-yard breaststroke last night. Carroll and Atlantic also in swimming action, along with Spencer in that. For Carroll, they had winners Ava Hinote, 200 freestyle, 500 freestyle. Let me know. Bradley Barron's 100-yard breaststroke. They also won the 200-yard medley, and that is 5 fast things, although it did take me 9 minutes to get there. Tuesdays are wild in KMA land, and you know this. Panther Dome was awesome. Hope you enjoyed the Martin Morning Report, brought to you by United Group Insurance, serving Southwest Iowa for over 40 years, and we'll talk with you in 24 hours.